Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome to our Scene of Divine, April the 5th, 2020. And we just put a little title on this of our, it's called Call to Service. Again, we're so happy to be here with everyone in our crucible for this important service project. We have known for a long time the importance of our collective of seeing the divine image, especially during times such as this current worldwide event. Let us all see this event in its true purpose of an ascension process through the element of love. We gather now with intention and purpose. It is our duty as physical light bearers to hold the fifth dimensional energetic stably and consistently. This can help alleviate the rampant fear that is now present in our worldwide community. First, we will have an open discussion. And after that discussion, we will close with a meditation to set the energetics in play, led by Archangel Gabriel. You remember that this will be recorded and will be posted on our level 4 of the Seeing Divine private page.
Yeah, level 5 has not begun, so everyone from level 4 was invited to participate in this special project.
Oh, since 5 is not there, it'd be tough to put it up there, right, huh?
Pardon?
Guess we have to put it on 4, since that's the only one available.
No, we're all here.
Okay, that's good. Now, we would also like to ask Cliff and Jody to make some comments at this time. They were the originators of the idea for this project under the guidance of Lord Metatron. Now, remember to be heard, you have to press star 6. And you press star 6 again to go back to mute. So, as they used to say in the old days, without further ado, here's Cliff and Jody.
Hi. So, after the Equinox call a week or so ago, or however long ago it was, a day or so later, a day or two, I was directed, I've got this message from my higher self that I needed to ask Metatron a question about what we could do to help mitigate the fear that's out there in the collective. So Jody and I got together, and Jody's going to, we did some work first. Before we had the call with Metatron, we took the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays and took apart a fear triangle. And so as you listen to Jody describe this, feel it. Feel it from the heart space and how it feels to do the change that we brought forth here. And that's enough about me. And Jody, you're up.
Hey, guys. Hey, family. So Cliff and I, we sat down, and the work that we did, for those of you who remember that the ray work, I've always enjoyed the fourth, fifth, sixth ray. And the triangle that came to me that we were looking at was control, domination, and disempowerment. And each one of those legs of the triangle, we looked at to see what it is that we can destabilize. So what came to us was the control aspect. When it was removed, I was guided, asking all of our people, all of our collective who wanted to help, what they could do. It wasn't usually how I work in the rays like that, is I'll take it, I'll throw everything on my workbench, which is my workbench, it's a fifth ray, and I'll take whatever it is that I don't want, we'll take it apart and throw it in the sixth ray, and take it apart and then throw away what we don't want or release what we don't want. And then from the sixth ray, we will pull in what it is that we want to replace it with. Well, I found that there wasn't anything in the sixth ray. There wasn't any, it wasn't willing to go to the sixth ray, and it wasn't willing to be pulled apart. It just needed to be completely removed from higher beings or a higher skill set than we had or that was available to us in the sixth ray. So I went in and asked, and it ended up going all the way to the 15th dimension and the Andromedans. And so they came in and they took the control piece out. And what was replaced was, let's see, that one, what was, let me go around releasing these. Then the next piece came in and it was a domination. And the domination that I asked, again, who wanted to do what, felt like a good working group. And the domination was removed by the Arcturians. Then it came to disempowerment, and it was removed by the High Council. And so each one of our group came in and took a piece. So then to replace it, there was nothing in the sixth ray, again, to bring down that was strong enough or whatever. So then what happened is I asked for the replacement, and the triangle ended up being or changing into leadership. First the control went to truth, the domination went to leadership, and the fun piece of disempowerment came in, and we just brought in our seven living words: capable, commanding, certain, present, happy, gracious. There's another C one. Happy, certain. I think I already said so, and it ended up that powerfulness of being ended up just being called sovereign, our sovereignty. And so then at that point we brought it back down, and I have heard many different channels since then talk about changing the domination into leadership. I mean, I've heard these things from around the different channels that I've been listening to. And so I know that it's a collective. I mean, just because we brought it in doesn't mean that we created it. It was very much tapping into our larger collective. And yes, we can hold it and we bring it in and we anchor it into ourselves. But the power of all of this was the unity of the larger collective that was being tapped into. So then what we did is as we sat in that, then we had our call with Metatron. It's like, okay, holding this template powerfully, what can we do? You know, what is the next step? What is it? Because we are powerful, and we are a great force in changing the world, and we are in the shift, and it's so exciting. Anyways, that was then our call. And Joan, you want to take it from here? Your piece in all this too, personally too, because Joan, you know. Joan is part of our group, and so when we talk to Joan, we usually talk separate, you know, and it's like, what are you feeling, you know, and so as a smaller group, we decided to bring it to the bigger group. So go ahead, Joan.
Well, after we talked, Jody and Cliff, I knew from the moment that you mentioned that at the beginning of our call that this is what we were called to do. Our group has been prepared for this time. And it is so exciting to me, even though it, you know, there's a lot of pieces and parts of what is occurring right now that aren't so great. The actual outcome can be such a tremendous change on Earth. And our group has been instructed for many years on how to hold the stableness, the element of love, and creating a different outcome. And so I think that as we have all agreed now to gather together to transmit that stable influence of the element of love, which is the main creative force that is available to all humans and to the Earth itself. So I am really, really excited about what we can accomplish in the next 6 weeks. As you all know, we are going to have an Easter call this year, and so we will do the meditation to this Sunday, and then we will have the Easter call with Yeshua. And then that will further set these energetics to start our 6 weeks of meditative practice. We need, Jody and Cliff are going to take the first week after Easter. It'll always be at the same time and the same call-in number. I don't think it's necessary, since it's a consecutive weeks, to send out weekly reminders. You all, you know, have good brains. I know some of us have difficulty remembering day-to-day stuff, but this is important, and I know that, you know, that will not be needed. If I see that it is, of course, we'll do that. But I don't feel it's necessary. So after the first Sunday after Easter that will be led by Cliff and Jody, we need volunteers from you, from our crucible, to lead the next few weeks. So if you would please consider that, you would be doing a great service, and you would put your own unique energetic into the crucible in a very creative way. So drop us an email, jonahjohnwalker@gmail.com, and please volunteer, and then we will... We don't need to help you do anything, just give you the number to be the host for the day or for that call. So we are going to need 5 more individuals to volunteer. At the end of 6 weeks, when we gather, we will make an assessment as to whether to continue or not, if we feel like we have accomplished what we were directed by the Councils of Light and our Teachers of Light, if we have sufficiently put that in play, then we won't continue. But if, as a group, we feel that it's necessary to continue, we will determine for another segment of time and how often. Once a week, once every other week, once a month. Maybe after 6 weeks, the energy is flowing sufficiently enough, it just needs a monthly check-in. We don't know that until we actually create in this segment of 6 weeks. So anyway, that's all I have to say. So John, do you have anything to say? He's shaking his head, no.
No, I'm okay.
So anyway, let's just open this to a discussion for anybody that would like to put input into what you see or how important this is or how we proceed with this, any of those things. So please feel free to make your comments now.
And just remember, star 6 in, star 6 out. Thank you.
So I'm going to start while everybody's star sixing. Something that I've noticed this week, and I talk to Cliff a couple times a day. I have for years. If there's somebody that knows me, like I know me, it's him and vice versa. And we gauge what's going on based on, you know, reactions, actions, that sort of thing. And for those of you who know me, you know I can really get irritated with the control and the cabal and, you know, all of that, the domination on the earth. And, you know, I get triggered by it at times, but I can honestly say at this point that the mastery that I've developed over the last number of years is coming into play, because I can look at a chemtrail, I can look at a YouTube, I could see what's happening now in the real world, and I'm not triggered by it. I'm not angry. I don't buy into the BS and all the other belief systems, and it's like, and so it's really, it feels good to me, because I'm looking, I turn around and I look, and there is an energetic wave of everybody that's because this is also, I mean, this is huge disclosure. So part of the fear is in that disempowerment, and part of the stuff that I've had to climb myself out of, because, I mean, you guys know me. You know I get triggered by this stuff. And I'm passionate about it. With Cliff, when I watch him, and he goes about his day-to-day, when he calls me up and he's triggered about something, you know, it helps tremendously for our group. If you don't have somebody you're checking in with every day, find a buddy. I mean, a suggestion would be find one of us. Exchange phone numbers. Keep up, you know, allow somebody to get close to you, so that when you've got something going on, you've got one of us that helps to get the other person out of the funk in a mastery way, or using our tools or working or whatever. So the importance of having the unity of our family, to me, is invaluable. So that's just kind of where I want to bring that also. So I'm done. Thanks.
Hello, this is John in Atlanta, and I just wanted to express a couple of things. In this last week, I've been so joyful, been like a 10-year-old, and on top of that, today for most of the Western world and other parts of the world, today is Palm Sunday. So if you don't know what happened, Yeshua is riding on a donkey, surrounded by throngs of people, with a mass of people behind him, people running beside the donkey, and people putting either their clothes down for the donkey to walk on, or palm fronds, which have long been used as a symbol of victory over the world. And Jerusalem was the center of the world at that time. And so the Christ is coming into the center of the world. And it's a great victory. It's a triumph. It's a hallelujah. It's joyful. And you can feel the joy well up in your heart. And it's just wonderful. You know, I run out of words. The joy is in my heart. Let the joy be in your hearts as well. It dissipates all fear, all illusion. Powers and things that we've been talking about, they're all blown away by joy, by love. And the intention of the Creator to bring Christ into the center of the world is an amazing thing. And now, I guess it's our place to do that. That's all I wanted to say.
Nicely said. Thank you, John.
I'm Alexandra, and I just want to express my gratitude and my happiness about the situation. The last days and weeks I feel joyful, happy about the quietness, the calmness inside and outside. And the beautiful weather, the blue sky, the clear air, everything is so pleasant in these days, and I feel really blessed and joyous, and it's such an extraordinary time, and I can feel my calmness inside. And the first time in my life I don't feel somewhat enclosed or in a cage. I feel more freedom. I feel more joy about me and my life. And it's something I want to share. I want to spread out into the world, and this program and this energy around me help me to do so. And as I said, I just want to express my gratitude.
Thank you. Well said, Alexander.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
If nobody else wants to speak, I will.
Good.
I think... I'm excited about this, and y'all know me. I'm all about this type of work. I just thrive in it. So I'm really, really grateful that we're getting together. And I love everybody talking about, you know, being in joy and all the wonderful feelings that we're feeling, and that right there is the single most powerful thing that we can do. And that those are basically, you know, when we get into that joy and up above that, you know, basically we're sitting in fifth dimensional consciousness. And when we do that, you know, and I've noticed this, is that the world reflects something different back to you. It changes the world. And it's not just our perception of the world changes. So the more we can do that, the more powerful we'll be. And when we can get together as a group and do that, massive changes will occur on the world, especially that mass meditation that we had yesterday. That was just awesome. I'm all about this. You know, I told Joan that if nobody steps up, I hope somebody steps up. I'll fill in. You know, I love to lead this kind of stuff, but I want other people to step up and lead these calls. Host and lead us in meditations, because everybody has something so special to bring in. Let your light shine. Let your love shine. The world needs it now more than ever. So here's a great opportunity to shine. I'm all in on this. And the other thing that I want to say is the Easter call is going to be really, really, really big. It's really, really important to the world. And I know you all will be there with your light garments on and all of that. But we need to get as many people, you know, to be a part of that call as possible. That's also going to be another world-changing event with a special iteration of love that's coming in. And I don't want to give too much away. I mean, actually, I do want to give too much away, but it's probably wise not to at this point. But just, you know, get excited and spread the word. Invite, you know, everybody, you know, post it, you know, in social media. And let's get as many people gathered for this, because it's going to be really, really special. And that's all I've got to say. Thank you all for getting this together.
Hi, everyone. It's Kathleen calling from Colorado.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi. I was out at the reservoir right at the edge of the mountains, and it's so beautiful here today. It's a crystal clear bluebird sky, and I was watching the cormorants diving under the water and feeling the sunlight on the water like Elena talks about. And anyway, just feeling all of you so much, and I want to thank you, Cliff and Jody, for doing this, and for Joan and Metatron. And I'm really excited. I was almost chafing at the bit, like, what are we going to do? So I'm really excited that we're going to do this. And what came through before the call, right before the call, I was just, you know, sitting on this bench looking out at this beautiful expanse of crystalline water, and the sky is so blue, and the birds and the mountains with the snow caps here are so crystal clear. And I asked Metatron, what do we need to do, and what are you guiding us to do? And he said, I felt very clearly, he said, remember your building blocks, the basic building blocks of creativity, and then there you are, Jody, leading us in the fourth of six ray work. So I think we're right on track, and minding his words of 2 weeks ago, which is not to dismantle the virus because it has its own functions, but to dismantle the emotional pieces and the reactivity, and sending that out in just that fifth dimensional energy is, I think, the other thing he said I felt was like, remember that we've been, since 2012, we've been without a third dimensional structure. People have been holding it in their spaces, but really, 3D's gone. Now we really feel the chaos, right? Because there's no structure. So he's saying, remember, you can bring in a fifth dimensional structure that can hold some of this, that can hold a container, that can transform these energies. And yeah, there's not a lot of people on the planet that know about these building blocks, right? So I'm so honored, so grateful to be a part of this. And I'm happy to lead one too, but I also want others to play with leadership. So I will be a cheerleader for anybody who wants to step forward. And I'm holding my Anchi crystals in union with everyone, knowing that they are also along with the Andaras and the other mineral kingdoms, really helping us hold our centers in all of this. So anyway, thank you guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, go ahead. This is Vera. I also want to add, I am constantly in a state of gratitude, balance and harmony inside, inner peace and quietness. And that's an amazing, so much synchronicity happening in, and I do feel protection. And I just wanted to share one case that my friend yesterday called me. She went to the store. She did lots of grocery. And after that, she's in a line, and there is a man who has only just few things. And she invited him to be in front of her. He said, oh, you have it very little. Go in front of me. So he left, and the cashier calculated everything. And when she wanted to pay, he said, no, it's already paid for. I said, how? She said, the gentleman in front of you. And then I asked him why, and he said, she's so nice. And my friend was just so kind of surprised and happy. And she decided to do for the person who is next behind her. So, and also left, and of course we don't know what's happened next and that. So that is amazing what is going on around in spite of panic and fear all the way around. So I feel blessed and privileged to be a part of this group. I'm so proud of you, Jordi and Cliff, and whatever Alexander and to John said, it resonates. Every single word, every single action, every single picture that Kathleen, it's so brighter, brighter sky, brighter colors of the spring flowers. It's, the singing of the birds. It's amazing. We live in an amazing time and an amazing world, and I'm overwhelmed with gratitude. Thank you so much to be part of my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hello, this is Sharka. I would like to share something what I do differently after this pandemic. Like before, I was always worked in my meditations to be grateful to Yeshua that he works through me. And I always ask him to help my loved ones and my family and my loved ones, my friends, to protect and heal so they can be also joyful and help us in this mission to help the earth and humanity. But now, after the epidemic, pandemic, I have realized that the healing will come when we change, because it's the time to change. Through changing, we can become kind of, this is what I understand, immune to become the host of this virus. So I changed this in my meditation, that I am now praying to Yeshua, help me or work through me to help my loved ones and also, of course, the rest of the humanity to change. And this is the difference which I'm doing now. It's simple, but I believe it works. Thank you.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi. I'd like to echo what everyone is saying here in terms of the spring cleaning that's going on the planet right now and within humanity. It's such an incredibly beautiful thing to see people shifting from that persistent externalizing everything to starting to go inward to their hearts. And it is, it's an extraordinary thing to be part of. And we all know we've been awaiting and co-creating this for more lifetimes than we could probably count. So if it's okay with everyone right now, I'd like to take a moment and bring in the violet flame and really honor all of us as a collective with, you know, every part of us, and not excluding any aspects. We come together, and it's always just so great when we do and be in the crucible and operating in those fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional bandwidths of frequencies. And I'd also like to acknowledge and not exclude the little more denser aspects of ourselves, not that we bring when we get together on our calls, but in our maybe not so bright and shiny moments that we have every day, some that Jody was speaking to. And if we could just all come together and bring the love of our bodies and every thought and feeling and action, a reaction that we've ever held within our physical bodies in this life interactively, and allow those to become whole as well. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah, of course. Let's take a deep breath and call upon the violet flame to assist us at this time and to help us radiate our fifth dimensional light energy into all parts of our body and in all parts of this crucible.
Breathing the love and the light in and out throughout every particle and space of our being. And a unifying expression of love that we can collectively bring to the earth and to humanity right now. Thank you for that moment. I really appreciate it, personally.
Blessings, everyone. This is Diana. A very powerful thought just came to me, and I'm being urged to share this. I think about the elements, and one in particular is the water element. And water is not only cleansing, but it's refreshing. And what image is coming to me are the dolphins and the whales. And they are doing this beautiful dance in the water, that are sending out these beautiful codes of love that is not only permeating the air, but every single ocean, sea, river, all areas of water, not only on Mother Earth, but in our own physical bodies, that is adding such beauty. And this beauty is assisting us, either consciously or unconsciously, creating what we desire in our fifth dimensional environment. It is bringing all of that up and out and within. And it is so powerful. So if you could please, just for a few moments, see the dance that they are doing in the waters and the joy that they are sending out in all areas of Mother Earth and in all aspects of every single two-legged, four-legged, creepy crawler, winged one, walking, being, flying on Mother Earth, receiving these codes of beauty and love. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark. Heidi and I live in a community here in California where we have the opportunity on occasion to interact with some of the other people here. I have been focused on maintaining my fifth dimensional consciousness as best I can. We also have the opportunity to interact with people on Zoom. I have noticed, by simply maintaining that fifth dimension consciousness, that people pay attention somehow or the other to my words. So for me, that is a confirmation that, yes, this energy is powerful. And I can only imagine what's going to be happening here when this entire group focuses our collective fifth-dimensional energy out into the world. Blessings, everyone. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. This is Katie. Like so many of us are feeling, I'm so relishing the peace, the quiet, the watching the reset of the earth. And it seems like most of us, maybe all of us, are in really good shape as we're going through this. But I am also so aware of the despair of many people who are in trouble, who have lost their jobs, who have people around them sick or dying, who haven't got a clue as to what's going on. And I can't see how they could have any other response but fear in that kind of situation. So I'd like to suggest that when we do our work, we also take part of the time to channel it very directly as compassion and comfort and support. and an offer, maybe, to the higher selves of those people to help see if we can connect the person and the higher self, if that is appropriate for them. But to actually do some work for the many, many, many on Earth who are in trouble. We aren't in trouble, but many are. Thank you.
See, this is Jody. I understand what you're saying, Katie, and although that is tremendously needed, and I don't disagree, but I also have that feeling that everybody is, and I know this is hard to say, because, and I struggle with that myself. That's one of the reasons why we're having this call, and it's an open forum. And I don't know, yes, of course, I'm going to be, like Mark was saying, and that I'm going to be holding that fifth dimensional space, sending love. But I don't know if putting our attention on anything further than that, and for them to be able to absorb whatever light codes rather than focusing on giving individuals. And I know you don't mean like individual, but this is what I kind of wanted to hone. You remember when we did, let me back up. You remember when we did Fukushima? We took on too much and we weren't successful at anything other than the tremendous amount that we learned from the experience. And so, looking at what it is that we have the strength in doing. So, like for myself, like my mother is steeped. She's in New York City, you know, all of that. She's steeped in the fear and the disempowerment and how can I survive? And so, because I have a connection to her, a deep connection to her, I can send that love to her and I can hold that space and I could be that ear, and I could constantly be bringing up the energy around us. But do I spend time blanketing New York City with holding their higher self, calling their higher self, doing anything for the masses there? I can't. I can't. So I'm going to kind of throw this out there. What is our part? See, this is the perfect segue into this call. Of course we want everybody to be able to hold it. And I see what you're saying, and I could be totally off base.
Yeah, Jody, so, no, the analogy mm-hmm. you're making to the Fukushima work is very apt, and I agree with what you're saying. Let me present the picture I have so that people can consider it. And we have six calls, so we can do a variety of things. But when I talk
Correct.
About what I was – what I'm doing, what I'm actually doing, it becomes a game of love and joy. And remember, we have the dragons, and we have enough dragons on Earth to reach every person. So I definitely think we should be calling in the dragons, the angelics, the fairies, all the beings carrying light and love and joy and lightness. And what I see myself as doing is going out almost like spreading fairy dust. And it's like putting a touch of fairy dust in their heart, giving them a little boost towards connecting with their higher self, which is the real solution to ending their fear. So that's what I'm seeing. So I just present this as one of the possibilities that we could do.
Okay, so it is directing our mastery in specific ways rather than okay. These are the questions that we need to really hash out, and you know what is helpful, what is bringing our own stuff together, but yes, we are. I would that feels good versus what my initial thought was, and of course you know we bring ourselves to the table. So, you know,
but thank you for bringing up what you did so we can have a discussion. We can clarify. We can build on each other's thoughts. Absolutely. That's what we're here for.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Katie.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I love the dragons. I mean, yeah, I think it's great. I wish I had Anshis to spread around the world. Oh, I do. Okay. I got that packet of Anshis, and I drop them everywhere I go, you know. So absolutely, absolutely. What can we do? And keep going, guys.
This is Joan, and I'm talking as Joan.
just
me, just like you.
Just
here's my opinion on that. Metatron was very clear in his directive of what the purpose of these calls were. He didn't get into specifics or how it should be done, and we as creators can do that if we so desire. But my suggestion is for 4 sessions that we only focus on, and after the Easter call, you will understand what I'm saying. And the reason I'm not going to expand on that is because Metatron has asked that it be held in its integrity until that call, where it can be transmitted in a very powerful way. But after that Easter call, you will understand why I'm making this proposal. And the proposal is that for 4 sessions following that Easter call, that we only do what we were asked or called to do, and that is hold the fifth dimensional element of love in stability. And this is no easy task, because all of us get triggered by the misinformation that is out there, by the media, by individuals who complain incessantly. All of that, to hold that in our space on a day-to-day basis is not an easy task. And if you'll think about the times just in the last week that you get so frustrated and so aggravated about certain things, people's opinions, people's rushing to stockpile things for their own use. It's at a minimum in our area. I don't know about yours. But anyway, my proposal is for 4 weeks, just focus on that. Every morning, set your intention. Every evening before you go to bed, ask for help to hold that stability that you're capable of doing from the crucible of our group. We are very powerful in that crucible. After the 4 weeks, let's have a further discussion on perhaps directing it specifically to those who are in grief or in need. And another suggestion, my suggestion would be for our leaders worldwide. We may not agree with them, but certainly they need the influence of that element of love.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. So that's my suggestion. So I put it out there to you. I'm not telling you you have to do this. I'm just giving an opinion.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you, Joan. And being a part of that original call with Metatron, I would agree. I would wholeheartedly stand behind that one. And more will be revealed. I love this work.
Everything has its timing. And Katie, I think your suggestion was wonderful, and I think at some, you know, after this 4 weeks, I think we ought to consider that under the guidance of what our directive was from the very beginning.
No, I love what you just said. If there's a reason for this four-week time period and we do one thing and then we're directed to do it slightly differently, that's perfect. Thank you.
Well, I think it will be that Metatron will probably come and give us something, a suggestion, or by all means, they'll say, use your creativity here, but be sure you direct it precisely. So this is what my suggestion is.
Oh, no, thank you so much for bringing this up.
Does anybody have any last comment to make here before we turn this over to Archangel Gabriel?
I just wanted to make a small comment that I picked a dragon card last night. I haven't done this in about 6 months.
Uh-huh.
I thought I was asking for direction on what I should be doing in my personal life. And which hardly ever they do. They usually come from the bigger picture. And I picked the orange dragon in the fifth dimension. And it says, bring soul families and communities together. Spread belonging, warmth, and oneness. Bring people everywhere together. So I think that's what our group is doing. And I appreciate it.
I would agree. Thank you.
Okay, my suggestion here is when Archangel Gabriel comes to set this energy in our crucible, and for all members of the crucible, we as humans and all members of our crucible, that we allow that, or we take in that guidance, and then consciously hold that element of love and the stability of fifth dimension in our bodies and begin to transmit it out worldwide, all sectors of the earth, and sit in that energy together as a unit, as a crucible, for 20 minutes. And then I will just stop the recording, stop the meeting, and you can continue, if you wish, for any length of time that you deem necessary. So let us begin here. Take a deep breath. And please go to your sacred heart center and breathe in love. And as you exhale, exhale light. And breathe in light. Exhale love. Breathe
Breathe in love and exhale light. Greetings. It is I, Gabriel. I come as an archangel of light, for I hold the integrity of source light that is to be distributed to all beings in the creative realms in its fuller expression. I come to be with you today as part of your crucible of light with all members, the humans from Earth, the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, the Sirians, we many archangels, the ascended masters, the lords of light. We come to support you. We come to participate in this grand event that you are co-creating with us, and together, beloveds, we set the intention to come together in our crucible of light as creator beings. As beautiful expressions of the divine image and similitude of all things. We come together with purpose and intent to, for the next several meetings, to precisely transmit the fifth dimensional light template in stability and in its integrity, bringing forth the element of love, the creative element, to be present on Earth at this time for the creation of a fuller expression of a Christed planet. All members, all humans on this planet, we transmit this element for your creative process. Take a deep breath. See yourself in your light body expression in its beauty, radiance, and fullness. And in that radiance, begin to transmit the fifth dimensional light template and the element of love. Begin by transmitting it through your third eye, the eye of Horus. Open your crown and begin to transmit it through your crown. Most importantly, feel it in your physical body. Every cell is radiating with this divine light, the fifth element, the fifth light template, and the element, that fifth element of love, radiating through all parts of your body, transmitting everywhere you walk from this moment forward, that purity and stability of the fifth dimensional light template and the element of love. Daily, reset this intention so that when you do interact or go into public places, that you are transmitting this energy continually. Now sit in this energy and be the transmitter. Hold it in your body. Be it.